Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, recessions teach smart companies valuable lessons. While poorly managed companies bunker down in survival mode, innovative companies seize the opportunity and take the hibernating company's market share. Consumers are also pushing small and large companies to deliver more affordable, better, and exciting products and services. And this pandemic has also shown there's no more room for mediocrity. We speak today to Damien Kopp, Next Products and Platform Lead at NCS, to find out how businesses can foster a culture of corporate innovation that equips them for profitable regional expansion. Damien, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Howie.
So let's talk about creating and infusing that entrepreneurial mindset, if you will, and culture, especially in an established organization.
Yes, NCS is the largest infocom technology company in Singapore, and we're 10,000 employees strong across the region. And that means, and our mission really is to transform our clients' organization to become digital natives. We have a strong track record in the public sector, and we are now aggressively expanding in the commercial sector across the region. At Next Products and Platform in particular, we incubate new product ideas. Coming from our research teams, we have partnership with NTU and STAR, and also with our clients and through inorganic acquisitions as well. What it means is we create then an environment to effectively nurture these new ideas, take some risks, and be able to effectively create these new commercial products. One of the first thing I had to do effectively when I joined 8 months ago was to give a help the teams, the product teams, to give a sense of identity. And one of the things I remember the first conversations is was about, you know, give a name to your product, create a logo, create a microsite, provide them with the opportunity to have more autonomy in their decisions and guide them and mentor them so they can articulate their own product strategy and obtain, you know, buy-in from the rest of the organization, get market evidence by discussing with customers, make sure that what they are building is in line with what the market actually needs and wants. So really co-create with customers at any point of time.
This sounds like you're doing the entrepreneurship, so to speak. How does this help your clients, or how does it help other organizations establish that culture?
To help transform our clients, I think it's about transforming from within first, right? So it's about really be able to be that example that, you know, one, it's possible to change, you know, a fairly traditional company, to change that culture and mindset. And as we collaborate now with customers in a different manner, it's not just about, I guess, transactional business transactions. It's really about creating a long-term partnership with our customers where we can create some new intellectual properties together. We can create products that can serve them and can actually serve us and other customers across the region.
What do you think that entrepreneurial mindset means, though, Damien? And why do you think established or traditional companies seem to lack it?
I think it comes down to challenging a lot of the status quo or keep a fresh look on the way to do business, the way services can be delivered, problems can be solved. So a lot of it has to do with asking why. And that's what I tend to ask my team to do, is like, okay, why can we not do that? Or why have we tried to do this and why it hasn't worked? And challenge what seems to be established and cannot move into something that actually can be rethinked. And that's really the intent. And it's hard because it's really, it's an uphill battle, right?
And also but sometimes if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yeah, exactly. But I think the problem with that mindset is it's good to run something. It's not good to transform and grow. So it lasts for a certain period of time, right? But it cannot really help, I think, on the long term.
Okay, so let's talk about then how businesses can discern and prioritize investments over short-term gains. Because particularly in today's landscape or what's happened with the pandemic, there are a lot of knee-jerk reactions going on. So you want to also take a slightly more long-term view, but not be caught in those traditional practices that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's actually very interesting. And coming from a more of the startup landscape before joining NCS, it's actually an interesting perspective on how you manage that level of risk, especially when the economy and the general landscape is so uncertain. And I see actually the strength here of the both aspect that I think can be quite inspiring. On the corporate side, innovation is about creating opportunities for the future. And therefore, it's a diversification strategy. You want to look at how do I minimize my risk of trying new things by diversifying effectively enough that I can actually level up effectively my risk. And it comes down with, you know, am I betting on a technology or a capability that can provide returns in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. So you look at the time horizon of your investment, you look at the technology maturity, you look at the market trends, current traction, and specific areas that would align with, you know, NCS core business and right to play. So corporate will be less agile, they'd be a bit slower, a bit more expensive to run, but better reach, better scale potential, and importantly, the ability to streamline risk across many opportunities. If you compare to a startup will have a very narrow focus, will have a scarcity of resources. And so the way to plan for, I guess, uncertainty is by creating optionality, but it's not like you can diversify across five different products. You have one, but you can create option A and option B and option C. Actually, I don't know any entrepreneurs who doesn't have four or five different plans.
Yeah.
In case A doesn't work, you move to B, you move to C. But you cannot do all of them together at the same time because you don't have the resources to do so, right?
What other tips are there for innovation portfolio management, Damien?
I think, again, it comes down to making some bets. And
ooh, for the risk averse, that's always challenging. And especially during uncertain times, right? No one wants to take risks.
Correct. And and that's why it's a mix of the diversification strategy I mentioned and bets that are effectively a mix of data-driven and extremely well thought through the dimensions I mentioned. And I know it's hard to say that way, but, you know, some of it is also you have to trust a bit of your guts about what can work or not. Because if you don't have that approach, you never take any risk. And that means there's no reward, right? No risk, no rewards in the end. So it's a balance. And I know it can be a bit difficult to make these decisions. But that's what I would say. Yeah.
Damien Kopp is Next Products and Platform Lead at NCS. Damien, what about ESG and all that, responsible and ethical innovation as well? How does that come into play, especially today's climate?
Yeah, it's a very interesting time from that perspective. One of the key aspects in particular has to do with artificial intelligence use and development in particular, where intelligence requires first access to data, which is already an area prone to potentially having ethical issues in how the data is collected in the first
privacy
place.
Privacy concerns.
Correct. And second is how the intelligence is being applied, including all the bias, right? Because we're effectively human creating intelligence. It still has a strong human bias.
Yep.
So with these twofold, and for the type of outcome and applications that we feel effectively are right for, I guess, society and how we can help. So some of the areas we look at is potentially energy saving, right? So can we actually use data from sensors, from weather, from third-party data sets to help actually building owners save energy? And that effectively is a better use of natural resources. And these use cases are actually both good for our clients, but also they are able to do good for the planet. Right. This would be a good example of how we're trying to look at it. Now, there's a lot of other areas in like video analytics, surveillance that have to be done, I think, with a lot of care in terms of balancing the risk of, you know, health and safety and security with people's privacy and right to privacy.
Where do you see the business landscape in this? Half towards privacy invasion, half towards, you know what, there's lots of data that can be gleaned that be useful.
Yes, I think we can see that it's always a trade-off. And interestingly, the COVID time has shown us that what people are ready to give up for freedom. So it's always the balance of how much of my privacy matters for the benefits of the general public health and my own freedom to move around, you know, and Singapore being a good example here.
Yeah. So Damien, corporate innovation and how smaller companies or actually more established companies can think more entrepreneurially. So let's talk about also the key challenges in, say, setting up product teams and trying to try and test and pivot to find that product market fit. We're also talking about during uncertain times, trying to expand regionally.
Transforming our clients and creating new opportunities for them means that we also have to operate differently. So transforming from within, from a mindset, from a culture, from an organizational perspective. And I think it comes down to people and how we change the mindset is a mix of effectively a new blend of people and new blend of culture and creating that openness. NCS has expanded in the past year plus across Australia and China in particular to actually get better access to talent, but also diversify a bit the type of capabilities, the technologies, the mindset and culture that we have to help effectively better reflect on what we want to be, what we can be, and importantly, then how we can impact our client business to really make a difference. And one of the examples of that is effectively to look at the way we go to market, the conversation we have with customers, which, you know, has to be beyond just the tender process, beyond the procurement process. It has to be really with proactively create partnerships and collaboration with customers for long-term impact, right? Long-term relationships. And that means reinventing how we create these conversations and how we deliver the output. So an example of that is instead of doing, you know, project-based kind of fairly transactional kind of business is to look at outcome-based. I talked earlier about we want to help customers, you know, save energy. It means that an example of how you would translate would be, well, instead of saying, buy my solution, and hopefully it will help you save energy. Mm. We are reflecting on how we can package it up in, well, if I can guarantee that I can save you energy, how about you don't pay for that solution? What you pay is for the outcome. So I take a cut of your savings, of your energy bill, and you pay for nothing, but you get the outcome of having, you know, less, having less to pay on your energy bill. Mm. So thinking of a guaranteed outcome on which we can, if we create value, we take a fraction of that is, I think, much stickier with a customer. And actually, it brings us to the point that we have skin in the game in their success. And I think the more both are aligned in terms of making our clients successful makes us successful is actually one of the way to really create long-term partnership and success with our customers.
Damien, do you think the pandemic has caused businesses to be more risk averse or less? Or is it a case of it doesn't really matter because the pandemic has upended everything and it's sort of leveled the playing field, if you will? We're all sort of dealing with the same issues.
I think it has created definitely some challenges for a few industries, but I think it has also pinpointed on some weaknesses that some you can see are addressing very quickly. You know, it's the case of retail. Airlines have to reinvent themselves. The travel industry has been extremely challenged, but you can see new initiatives that are being taken to actually use the opportunity to modernize their business through that process. Again, very simple example at our scale of the type of things we had to do leveraging our own capabilities is we had effectively to help do the contact tracing for our own 8,000 employees here in Singapore across many different sites. So we actually came up with a contact tracing solution internally developed in a couple of weeks to be able to help our employees to actually do the contact tracing. And I think that's an example of how every company, every business had to create their own initiative, leverage their own assets and capabilities to quickly react and respond to the current tension on the market.
Damien, I wish you had more time, but I appreciate you spending time with us today.
Thank you, Howie. Thanks very much for having me.
Damien Kopp, Next Products and Platform Lead at NCS. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.